Good morning and greetings to you all on behalf of your brothers and sisters in Christ at Prince of Peace in Hecla. Greetings also to you in the name of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior. This morning I want to talk with you about expectations. I doubt there were any of you as you headed down the hill to the gymnasium this morning that were worried about what would happen when you get down here. By now, even though those of you who are freshmen have come to expect that when the bell rings and you're sitting in the bleachers, that means there'll be a chapel. That means for about 10 minutes you expect to hear the Word of God preached to you. Now, more than likely, you didn't expect to see me behind the lectern, but you knew you would hear the Word. And considering it is the Wednesday after Easter, you may have expected that you would hear something about the resurrection from the dead. Now, yesterday morning, your chapel speaker spoke to you concerning God's Word recorded in Mark 16 about that first resurrection, that first Easter when Christ rose from the dead. If you recall, we heard yesterday that when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome brought spices that they might come and anoint him. Now, based on those verses, what do you suppose those women expected? Did they buy those spices because they expected Jesus would rise from the dead? Did they buy those spices because they expected to find angels in that tomb the next morning? I think we all know what they expected. They expected to see the corpse of Jesus wrapped up and lying where they saw it left that Friday night. And so they bought those spices, expecting to find his body. And on Sunday morning, when they headed to the tomb, what did they expect on that day? Mark records for us that as they were on the way, they discussed who will roll away the stone from the door of the tomb for us. We don't hear anything of a discussion about Jesus rising from the dead as he promised he would. Even though many times he told them, yes, I'm going to Jerusalem, yes, I'm going to suffer, yes, I'm going to die, but on the third day, I'm going to rise again. Even though he said that, we see no expectation of a resurrection. There's no discussion as to why none of the disciples are coming with them, why they didn't expect the resurrection. Instead, they expected to find the same thing we would expect if we were to go to a funeral. These women who were present for the gruesome crucifixion of their friend Jesus were worried only about that large stone. When they got to the tomb, we heard that they were alarmed. They were alarmed because the stone they expected to see rolled in front of the entrance to the tomb was rolled away. They were alarmed because the body they expected to find there was no longer there. And they were alarmed because there were two angels in that tomb. Do not be alarmed, the angel said to them. You seek Jesus of Nazareth who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. The angel knew exactly why they were there. He knew they were there because they expected to find the dead body of Jesus. These women had been present for the crucifixion. At least two of them had seen the spear driven through Jesus' side. They had seen the water and the blood flow. They had seen Joseph and Nicodemus take down the body, wrap it up, and lay it in that tomb. And so they had expectations. But what they found was most unexpected. He is risen, the angel said. And when you went to church on Sunday, what did you expect to hear? You expected to hear those same words. He is risen. This is how our loving God works, isn't it? He does unexpected things. When you disobey your dorm supervisor or you don't do your homework, what do you expect is going to happen? When you rebel against the government and break laws of the state and of the nation, what do you expect? You expect to get marks or detention or jail. These are things we come to expect. You rebel, you get punished. It's justice. Yet behold the unexpected events of Easter. Though each one of us has been guilty of rebelling against the Almighty, and for that rebellion we ought to expect condemnation, Easter gives us a much different message. The Father has made an unexpected announcement. He has declared that on the cross Jesus was punished for our rebellion. By raising him from the dead, God has proclaimed unexpectedly that though we're guilty, we are now justified in Christ. We are not guilty. Not only is it unexpected to hear that we will not receive what we deserve because of our sins, but it's also unexpected to hear that this is not something we have to work for. Instead, this is a free, gracious gift of God. It is purely of grace that God has forgiven all of our wickedness, all of our rebellion, and instead has credited us with God's righteousness. What those women found at the tomb on Easter Day was unexpected. The stone was rolled away, and now in Christ that stone continues to be rolled away. Even though death may sever relationships in this world, because Christ lives, all who die in the Lord shall again live as He lives. Even though death may sever relationships here, in Christ we shall never be severed from the Lord. Because that tomb is empty, our graves too will be empty. Because I live, you too shall live, He says. He lives. Indeed, what unexpected words we hear from that first Easter day. May the joy of that unexpected Easter, those unexpected events, ever fill your hearts and lives with joy as you see your risen Lord living and reigning, knowing now that because He lives, nothing shall separate us from God, not even death, because of Christ Jesus. Amen. Let us sing of that resurrection this morning in hymn 200. And we'll sing the first two verses and the last two. 200, 1, 2, 7, and 8.